I watch the eruptions. Mount Dad, long dormant, now considered armed and dangerous. Mount St. Mom, oozing lava, spitting flame. Warn the villagers to run into the sea. Behind my eyes, I conjugate irregular Spanish verbs. A minor blizzard blows outside. The weather lady says it's a lake effect storm. The wind from Canada sucks up water from Lake Ontario, runs it through the freeze machine, and dumps it on Syracuse. I can feel the wind fighting to break through our storm windows. I want the snow to bury our house. They keep asking questions like, "What is wrong with you?" and "Do you think this is cute?" How can I answer? I don't have to. They don't want to hear anything I have to say. They ground me until the second coming. I have to come straight home after school unless Mom arranges for me to meet with a teacher. I can't go to Heather's. They are going to disconnect the cable. Don't think they'll follow through on that one. I do my homework and show it to them like a good little girl. When they send me to bed, I write a runaway note and leave it on my desk. Mom finds me sleeping in my bedroom closet. She hands me a pillow and closes the door again. No more blah-blahs. I open up a paperclip and scratch it across the inside of my left wrist. Pitiful. If a suicide attempt is a cry for help, then what is this? A whimper? A peep? I draw little window cracks of blood, etching line after line until it stops hurting. It looks like I arm wrestled a rose bush.